Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host, Dee Boghetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Hey, Bark Radio listeners. We are having a fabulous day today because, you know, we're standing right in the middle of the James River at the moment with Josh from Canine Adventures. Josh, thank you so much for taking us on this fabulous hike with our dogs.
Happy to have you out here.
Yeah, this is pretty cool. I didn't know what to really expect when we said, well, we're going to interview Josh. And it's like, okay, I don't think I dressed appropriately, but maybe I'm a little closer than I could have been. No dress shoes, at least.
Seriously, man. You know what I love is where we're standing on these big, huge, flat rocks. One direction we can see a bridge. The other direction we can see downtown Richmond. And yet we're in the middle of nowhere. So, Josh, tell our listeners about your business and how you got started with it and the kinds of things you do.
I started Canine Adventure about 2 years ago, back in October of 2008, and it all started with my dog, Marshall. Marshall's an old hound dog. He's actually with us today, and he taught me that hiking him was the only way to get any kind of behavior out of him.
All right. Good man, Marshall.
I also noticed that a lot of folks had dogs that were somewhat unmanageable and just needed more exercise, more focus time with dedicated handlers. And there was a niche there, so I decided to fill that niche. What Canine Adventure specializes in is doing what we call an adventure walk. And that's about a two-hour appointment where we take dogs for hikes to places like we're at today, out into the river and along trails near the river. Basically maximizing our use of the James River Park system, which is truly unique to Richmond.
That's for sure. I mean, this is just, I had no idea any of this was here or available. I've never come out here with the dogs, but they're having a blast.
And you know what? What's so cool is it's like 1 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon. It's in the mid-70s. It's absolutely perfect for being outdoors. And from where we're standing in the middle of the river, we don't see another human being.
Yeah, that's
Josh,
pretty cool.
You rock.
There are still a few places like this. A lot of the secret has gotten out, and certain areas do get really busy on the weekends. But during the week when we take the dogs, there's nobody around.
And, oh, there we are in the flight pattern for Richmond International Airport. That's what's going over right now. So hang on just a second, folks. Okay, so picking up where we left off. So, Josh, the kind of thing that you do for your clients, you pick up a dog or dogs from a family? And off you go on an adventure? Is that how it works?
Yeah. Essentially, we pick dogs up from home while people are at work so they can know that their dogs are having a good day. And we take them out to the parks somewhere nearby, somewhere they haven't been before or one of their favorite places. And we hike until they're worn out. Take photos and work on leash drills, work on recall and off-leash skills, and just help the dogs have a good time and be dogs for a little while.
And how fabulous is that for city dogs?
That's awesome. Like I said, I had no idea this was even available out here. And just to get out with the dogs, this is just too cool.
Now, Josh, how many dogs do you take out at a time?
I max out at 3 dogs per handler. Mm-hmm. And that way, each dog that comes with us can get the personalized attention that they need. Many of the dogs that we bring out have some behavioral issues, and some of them need to go alone. But I feel like every dog should have the opportunity to get out and have a good time. So we try to keep it down to a minimum. We don't have 10, 15 dogs out at a time. It's just not feasible.
So it's sort of a mini pack that you have for a few hours in the day. And we just talked with one of the guys from Rescue Inc. for Bark Radio, and he's so much about pack for dogs. And I think you're just doing mini versions of that on outings. How cool.
That's exactly what it is. Sometimes younger dogs and puppies are still learning their manners, and we'll bring our own dogs along. And you can see that our dogs are somewhat well-behaved and are very good at being dogs. So they can kind of show them the ropes, teach them to swim, teach them to hop on the rocks, and help them develop confidence and leash skills along the way.
I think there's nothing more fabulous in the world than a mature dog helping younger dogs. Murphy's my assistant trainer, and he's 5 years old. And, you know, oftentimes if I've got a dog who's skittish, doesn't do well on leash, has got some fear issues going on, he goes with me. And I swear to you, what he does in dog is say, hey, dude, it's cool. You know, just follow me.
It's amazing to watch the older dogs really thrive on working. Because so many dogs don't have anything that they feel is useful to do. My guys, they love to go out and work. That's their favorite thing in the world.
And so I think Josh has got one of the best jobs on the whole planet. He gets to work his own dogs and other people's dogs and make everybody's lives better and be outdoors doing it.
You can't really lose with that, can you?
It's a fabulous combination. So, Josh, how many folks do you have working with you?
Right now I have three other people working with me, two people full-time and one part-time. And we're expanding all the time. We've been growing very slowly but steadily for the last 2 years.
Well, what I'm seeing, the buzz on the internet, I mean, I've never heard anything bad. It seems like all your clients are thrilled to death with your service.
My guys are very happy to be working with me and love the opportunity to be able to not have to work in a restaurant or construction or, you know, in an office. So they value their job. They also come to me loving dogs, having lots of experience with their own dogs, and wanting to develop a career as a dog handler.
And that's what I love. There are so many new kinds of jobs for professionals in the dog field. And, you know, you're sort of creating a niche here in Richmond, and you go. I mean, are there canine adventure organizations other places in the country?
There are a couple, and I was actually poking around on the internet a while back before I started this. Out in San Francisco, there's a guy that does it, and some other folks on the West Coast, and there are some other folks that do it down in Texas, but not a whole lot.
So this is something that conceivably could grow and just expand and become nationwide, because I can't imagine most folks who have dogs, they work, you know, 40, 50, 68 hours a week, their dogs are at home. They would love this for their dogs. It's the coolest thing in the world.
It is. This is just, I can't wait to do it again.
Me too, man.
You guys are always welcome to join me.
Well, thank you so much, Josh. Okay, so Josh, tell the folks where to find you on the internet.
Okay, we are at www.canineadventure.net, and you spell canine out, C-A-N-I-N-E. We're also on Facebook at Canine Adventure, and you can go out there and look at more photos of dogs than you've got time to look at. We're on Twitter as well. It's Canine Adventure. Canine Adventure all over the place. You'll find us pretty easily.
Well, sweet. And we will definitely post links on Bark Radio's site so y'all can catch up with Josh. And, man, y'all need to do this for your dogs and for yourselves. This is fabulous.
Yeah, this is awesome. Just standing out here, it's very relaxing. You can probably hear the water running behind us. It's very cool.
And if there's a little wind noise in the interview, well, that's why, because there's a lovely breeze today. So, Josh, thank you so much for being
with
us.
Thank you, guys.